Tonight's shir, Simen Chav Zayin, Si'if Beis, Gimel, and Dalet. Si'if Beis, Haminag Hanachon, Shei Hayud Shal Kesha Tefila Shal Yad, Letzad Halev, Vatfila Olov Letzad Chutz. The proper minig is that the Yud that's tied in the strap by the Kesha of the Tefillin Shal Yad should be by the heart, and the rest of the bias of the tefillah further out. Yesh li zarish lo sozos yud shel hakesh ma tefillah, and one should be careful that this yud of the knot shouldn't move away from the bias of the tefillah. Mishnah Berurah of Gonzayin, haminig hanachon. This is the proper minig. Ayin be'er go. If you look in the Vilna Gaon's commentary, Shekasef, he writes that dealing the Gemara who the parasha Gaon, that according to the Gaon, this is in fact a halacha. This is not just a nice minig and a proper minig. It's a halacha from the Gemara that you have to position the yud closer to the heart. Sifkatan ches sheyeh hayud v'chulu, that the yud has to be closer to the heart. Ayin the ber halacha shekasavnu. If you look in ber halacha, we write shenachon lizaher. It's proper to be careful. Shelo yachiv harbe es kefel kesher ha'aniva. That the loop through which your strap goes through to tighten the tefillin shel yad should not be a very large loop. That should be a very small loop. In order that the point where you tighten the ritsua, where you tighten the strap, should also be close to the heart. The Mishnah Berurah is describing the Nusach Ashkenaz, if you will, method of tying tefillin, where the strap winds around from the outside in towards the body. So the loop hanging down from the bayis is on the same side as the yud. So it should be a small loop in order that the loop itself should also be the tzahalev. It shouldn't extend down far. Now the Mishnah Berurah begins by saying, look in Ber Halacha, the Ber Halacha going on Minig Hanochon V'chulu quotes the Beis Yosef, the name of Ma'ari ben Chaviv, that only the kesher of the yud is close to the heart. But the ritsua that goes through the loop to tighten it is actually on the other side of the bias. Vuha nachon, he says that's the proper way, meaning you're going to wind out instead of winding in. In other words, on which side of the bias is the loop? Is it hanging towards the heart or hanging away? And the nafkamina is, if it's hanging away, you're going to wind out. If it's on this side, you're winding in. So the Beis Yosef quotes Rabbi Ibn Chaviv that the loop is on the outside. And he says that's the proper way. But the Dachi Moshe says, no, Yosef Tov, Kaminik Shinar, Gen Shagam, Techiva, Surat, Subato, Keshva, Kefa, Yilamina. The Be'aloch goes on to quote the Dachi Moshe. This, no, no, that's not the way to do it. The loop has to be on the same side as the heart, on the right side, Sahalev. And that's the Mashmos of the Bahag. So the Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention the Machlekes, the Be'er Halacha does. The Be'er Halacha says there's two Mahalchim. Where is the loop in the strap through which you're going to tighten the tefillin? Is it on the inside of the body and you're going to wind it in? Or is it on the outside and you're going to wind it out? So if it's on the outside, there's no kapeda, there's no real difference how big that loop is. But if it's on the inside, that's when he's saying that they want the loop to be shorter so that you're tightening it close to the heart as well. In the continuation of the Be'er Halacha, he points out that the language of Shulchan Aruch implies, like the Ma'ari ben Chaviv, that it's only the yud of the kesher that's close to the heart and not the loop through which you tie in the tefillin. But he holds the Ikar Minig is like the Dakei Moshe, to do it the other way. So this is Minhagim. Do you wrap winding in or do you wrap winding out? And that's his point, that if you're going to wind it in, then the loop should be a small loop. You should not have a large loop. Sifkan tes, Allah v'chulu. The language of Shulchan Aruch is that the yud that's tied into the strap of the tefillin shel yad is close to the heart, and the tefillah alav, which literally sounds like the bias of the tefillin is on top of it. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Ein ratzalai mer shetiyah ha-tefillah munachas al ha-yud. He doesn't mean to say that the tefillin is on top of the yud. The vade be'inish te ha-yud eitzel ha-tefillah b'shov ha-velo mitachteha. the yud that we tie into the strap is next to the bias, not under it. It's in the same level. Rakot Salomer, what the Mechab is trying to say is, to the fish who mata hatfilin at sar haguf, since the tefillin is leaning towards the body. Kamosha kosev sif af, like we said in sif aleph. That's why we're saying the yud, which is closer to the body, is below, and the tefillah is above. He doesn't want it to say simple, alov means next to, instead of on top of. So he's sticking to the one that's above. So he's saying, well, it is kind of above, because the yud is hanging lower to the body, and then the body is higher up. So that's why it's alov. Sivkatan yud. Yesh li zoher, in addition, one should be careful that the yud does not move away from the bias. Ubezer parashas Pinchas machmir me'od be'inyan zeh. The Zer HaKadosh in parashas Pinchas is very strict about this. V'yesh machmirin degam keshehen v'soich kisan tzvichin li zoher bezesh losasas klal hayud, and there are those who are careful, even when you put the tefillin in the bag, that the yud does not move away from the bias. We times that for this reason, yesh nohag, and some have a minig, liksha hayud im chutzal gid in hatfilah, to tie the yud with a string of sinew together to the bias of the tefillin. For royal levatelze, and you should stop the minig. Because if you wrap the gid around the bottom of the tefillin bias, it creates a separation between the arm and the tefillin. Similarly, the Vushisrod said you should stop the minig that people wrap the Ritsua strap over the muscle under the tefillin. It's also a chatzitza. So this concern that the Mishnah Berurah raises, the issue of not tying a gid around the tefillin, because on the bottom the gid will separate between the body and the bias. So the simple solution, they don't do that anymore. The seifrim will tie the gid through the titura, so it goes the same way the strap goes, and therefore they tie it in place. The notes on the side quotes a chazanish that he didn't like tying it with a gid, and he brings in the notes that a small little space between the yud and the bias is not ma'akev. You could say lovud. You could say lovud. But he brings the siddur kol yankiv. The Yaakov Emden says, no, we don't say lovud. It has to be mamish against the bias. So if you tie the loop of your tefillin closer to the body, you wind in, it's a much bigger problem. If the loop is on the other side, it's less of a problem because you're pulling the tefillin, you're pulling the yud towards the bias instead of pulling the yud away from the bias. So if you wind out, it's much less of an issue. But the fact is, if you're a choshish, for those who are concerned, there is a way to tie it with a gid, and it does not have to be a chatzitza. They just tie it through the mabarta.
Sofrim don't necessarily use a gid anymore.
That's correct. They don't use a gid either. It's not ma'akif. It doesn't have to be a gid. Se'if katan yud aleph mehatfila. A person has to make sure that the yud stays next to the bias. V'yachtoch batitur milmal v'yahadik ayud bias. So they'll actually cut a notch out of the titur of the tefillin in order that the yud could snuggle up close to the bias. Se'if gimel. Haminik hanochon l'saken shehamabarta shebo haratzua overes temunachas l'tzad hakosef v'akatzitz l'tzad hayad. The proper minig is that the mabarta, which is kind of like the tunnel, the area through which the ritzua passes, should be up by the shoulder and the rest of the body of the tefillin closer to the hand or to the elbow lower down. Mishnah Berurah sivkot yud beis v'akatzitz v'chulu. The iter hameniach tefillin mimisha eino iter ola hapach. Now, someone who's left-handed, who's wearing tefillin of someone who's not left-handed, or vice versa, ve'ni yachal lahotzi ritzua or the kavod kedin, and he cannot remove the strap and put it in properly. Ayin be'alocha, look in be'alocha. So if you look in be'alocha, it's the last word on the page, haminhag. Haminhag anochon l'sakin, ubekolze, mishu iter ve'ein lo rak tefillin shal eino iter, or lehapach, if someone is left-handed and has a right-handed tefillin, or vice versa, yuchal lehapach l'haniach ha-katsitz l'tzad ha-kasef, ha-mar-bar t'l'tzad ha-yad. He can reverse the position so that the strap is winding through closer to the hand, and the body of the tefillin is up towards the shoulder. That's better than putting it on the way it is, where the tefillin is by the heart, and the knot is beyond, because the Goyin says that even though the Shulchan Aruch calls Sif Beis a Minig, Dinah the Gemara, who the Pharisee Goyin, according to the Goyin, is Dinah the Gemara. So basically, if you just look at Sif Beis of Gimel, you have two Minhagim that you're going to have an issue now. One Minig is the Yud has to be close to the heart. The other Minig is that the strap is higher with the shoulder and the bias is closer down. Now, if you're left-handed and putting on a righty tefillin, one of the two is going to give. Either you're going to have the yud facing out, or you're going to have to turn the tefillin around and have the strap closer to the elbow and the bias up. So if that's the choice, the Mishnah Berurah is saying, rather make sure the yud is close to the heart and be yotze sif beis, than to, and not worry about the minig of sif gimel. That wouldn't be ma'akev. That's how he explains it. Now, on this Be'er Halacha, there's a fascinating note in the quoting the Tshuva Shevet HaLevi. Essentially, there's going to be a problem when you're right-handed. So you put your tefillin on your left. So you have this nice yud that's tied into the strap, and the gag or the regal, however you want to look at, of the yud is up against the bias. So it looks like a yud. If you're left-handed and they're going to put the tefillin on the right, how do you make the yud? If you make the yud the way we do for a righty, then only the tip at the very end of the yud is touching the bias, and the body of the yud is towards the heart. If you reverse it to be the same as a righty, it's a backwards yud. Basically, the yud looks backwards. You have the leg of the yud up against the bias and the small piece heading towards the heart. It's a reverse yud. So which one do you do? So Rosner says in the Tshuva, you reverse the yud. It's fine. He brings, Minchas Yitzchak says, no, keep the yud the way the righty has the yud. So the Sofer asks you, you're a left-handed bar mitzvah boy, so how is the yud going to be? Like the average parent knows the difference, what they're going to say. Most people, to my knowledge, I asked a child years ago, they told me you follow Shevet Levi. We said, I think most people do it Shevet Levi. The yud on the leftiest tefillin is actually a backwards yud. But I've heard from some, I've seen some that they do it the other way around. They'll make the yud the same as the righty, up on the left side, or on the right side, I should say, on the right arm, and it's facing the same direction as the righty's yud, but then the only part that's touching the bias is the very tip, not the back of the yud. Se'if dalet. Lo yehi davar chotzeitz ben tefillin lebesaro. There should be nothing separating between the tefillin and his body. Lo shno shoyad, lo shno shosh. We do not differentiate. The same shoyad, same shalvesh. No chatzitza. The Ramah adds, v'dafka betefillin. This is a kaped, this is a concern by the tefillin. Al b'ritzuas ein lahak, when it comes to the ritzuas, we don't worry about the ritzuas. The straps is not an issue. Mishnah Berurah, sif katan yud gimel. Lo yehi v'chula. There should not be a chatzitza. There should not be a separation. Nechziv. Al yodecha, the pot says it should put on your hand. Which implies directly without anything separating. Even the smallest separation. Even though by other halachas we say, by tefillin we're more strict. We should even be careful with a living louse. That should not separate between the tefillin and the body. Certainly, if it's a dead louse or dirt, you should be careful. That's if you have a minute to wash the place where you put that film. The Sefer Vidazov writes, that sometimes the strap separates between the tefillin and his body. That's not a chatzitza. It's the same type, it's not a chatzitza. Umilavushi Sra, Chektakila Elbasiv Khan Yud, but the Lavushi Sra that quoted before in Siv Khan Yud, Mashma de Nochum Khathila Hachbaza, he says to be Mach, because he felt you shouldn't tie a strap under the bias of the Tulum Shayat. So the Ravid Azov says, Lamais is not a chatzitza, but one should still try to be careful. Siv Khan des Vav, Lo Shino Shal Rosh makes no difference to Rosh Shayat. Kasta Besef and Machsa Shekel. Machsa Shekel writes and is quoted by many Svarim. I'm very upset about what happens. Shall Oysen Harnoshim, those men, Shemagadlin below Oseya, and they grow what we call in Yiddish a chup. They have a lot of hair on the top of their head. Milvad kuder shachas v'gaiva, besides the fact that it's just a matter of pride and arrogance. I and Masha Kosta be your day, Simon Kufayn Chas, look in your day, it could be about the chukosechem, lo selech. Besides that, Yeshbu Isabanach Tfilin, you have an Isser when you put on Tfilin. The Kivin, the Gadol and Harbe, since the hair grows long, Lekala Meimabu, the Hainu Visa, you can't say it's normal and it's not a chatzitza. V'choitzis, and it becomes a chatzitza, I ain't shom look there. And if you don't want to buy into this concept that it's a chatzitza, Ubalav chatzitza nami, Bishvilhani Sa'aros Hamarubim, Yevshala Tzamtim, Shiuman, Udokim, Unochim, Alkoim, Unkadin. The Mishnah Berurah says, even if you don't say it's a chatzitza, but if you have a lot of hair, under the tefillin, it'll be very difficult, if not impossible, to tighten the tefillin properly in its place. The reason why you have a problem with chatzitza is what do you do with an oval who goes, let's say, 3 months without cutting his hair? So we don't say it's a chatzitza. Sivkan tezayin, ein lahakpid, to ritzuis, we're not makpid. V'achronim kasvu, de ein lahakl, v'achronim makriches. V'achronim say, this is a leniency where you wind the tefillin. Al mashashayich lekashiru yishna hachma afritzuis, but where it's tying onto the body, one should be careful with the straps. Bein b'shalyad or bein b'shalosh, whether it's the shalyad or the shalosh. The kasvu tochachas magula, and they wrote this open rebuke, al ha-menichin ha-tfilin agal b'peya nochris ha-nikah paruka, for people who wear a toupee, and then they put the tfilin on top of that. For afilu imraka ratzua munach al peya nochris, even if just the strap is on the wig, it's a problem on the hex, that's where it tightens it. However, it's implied from the Magen Avraham and Chayei Adam that if he has an injury on the head, and therefore there's a bandage where the straps go, but not where the actual bias goes, he can put the straps over the bandaging on the injury, or on a thin yarmulke, a thin hat, and make a bracha. Even though there's a chatzitza by the straps, since there is no chatzitza where you put the actual bias. Similarly on the shalyad, if there's an injury, even where you tie the knot around your arm, you could put the tefillin on with the strap going over the bandages and still make a bracha because the bias is directly on the arm and the bias is not on the bandages. But you should cover over the tefillin shel yad and it should be a fulfillment of an ois for you and not for others. Marmoja says we're worried about the tefillin being on the body without a chatzitza. The straps are okay. The Mishnah Berurah qualifies that the straps that you need to tighten it is more of a serious issue than the rest of the straps that we put on the body, the rest of the krichas. However, the mokum maka, you can still make a bracha, as long as the bias is on the body, even if the straps go over bandaging. Now, there's a note on the side, that as far as wearing a watch, do you have to take your watch off before you put on? Many people wear a watch on their left arm, and that's where they wind the tefillin straps. So the notes quote Shuvas Cheshev HaEfod and Doviv Misharim should be involved. That even if the Ritzua of the band on the watch is leather, one should say it's a Chatzitza, and you should take off the watch before you put on your tefillin. And the Sefer Derech HaChaim says we're not worried about the Malkum Krichas. So what's the big deal? Forget about it. We're not worried about the Krichas. We're only about where you tie it on. We're not worried down by the wrist. So there are those who say you should take off your watch before you wrap your tefillin, even though it's the Malkum Krichas. There's still those who machmer that also. There's a tshuva, again from Chaim Avad Yosef in Yechav Adas, where he writes that one should be careful not to have a chatzitza where you wrap the 7 times around the arm. But once you're past the 7 straps, you're just crossing over to the hand, there's no problem with chatzitza there. And most people wear their watch low down by the wrist. And therefore, it should not be a problem to wrap the seven krichas above the watch and then go over the watch to get to the hand. And he says, no problem. Then he writes, and I heard this from Chabina Rav. In the footnote, he says, the Chabina Rav wrote in a tshuva chelik beis that a watch is a chassid, so you should take off the watch. So he says, I was zoiche to go and talk to Chabina Rav. And I asked him, if you go seven krichas and then put on the watches after that, why should it be a problem? He said, it's not a problem. He wrote the tshuva thinking people wear the watch higher up the arm and that the watch is in the area of the seven krichas. But he says, ein echanami. If you did seven windings before you get to the watch, then Shabbin Rav said to him, it's fine, 100% lechatchil, there's no issue to wear a chatzitza at that point. So even though it didn't make it in the tshuva, this was a discussion he had Baal Peh after the tshuva was printed, but that's what Chacham Vayitzif writes, that he asked him, and he agreed with him, that once you did the seven windings, even Shabbin Rav was maskim, the watch is not a problem.